This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The website Loudwire put together a list of the best God-tier rock songs of the 90s.
Yes.
Last week, we visited the 70s. Earlier this week, we time-traveled to the 80s. And now it's time for the God-tier songs of the 90s.
The greatest decade for music ever.
You said it.
Okay. Like, and I meant it.
Like this song.
Now he's shaking it up.
Oh, no. See what I'm saying?
Could I come again?
Here it comes. You know what's funny? They must be obsessed with, and I said it when we talked about the 80s God tier songs. I'm like, if there's a decade where AC/DC's playing music, they're going to be in it. In the 70s, they were listed for God tier because of Highway to Hell.
Yeah.
80s, it was because of You Shook Me All Night Long. And now the 90s, the song that everybody yells thunder to.
It's
Thunderstruck.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And we do have some rockaholics on the phone that claim, Steve, that they are 90s rock music aficionados. So we're going to play one of the bands on the list.
Okay.
We go track by track, starting with the drums and then adding in the other instruments. And as we go along, you guess as soon as you think you know the band. Right? What's so hard about that game?
We'll find out.
We'll find out. So we have Joel from Seattle. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's your favorite band from the 90s?
Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
nice.
I guarantee you it will not be Mary J. Blige that we're about to play, but let's see if you can figure out what song this is. This was an iconic song that came in towards the end of the 90s. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. We'll start with the drums. Danny's going to love this one. How about a little bass? It's a band that's been memed a lot.
Know it.
Okay, come on.
Oh!
Karen, you got it. Joel, what do you think?
I need a clue. Cool.
Here comes the singer. What do you think, Joel? You know what?
Cool.
It's Creed. It's not Mary J. Blige. That was the problem right there. He said he was a 90s music aficionado. How do you not know that? The band is back, Danny, whether you like it or not. They're back thanks to like the Texas Rangers, the Minnesota Vikings. Oh. The Voice even had them being used as well. And they've been showing up all over all these talk shows. I cannot wait to see them at the White River Amphitheater.
August 14th?
You said me that I was going to love it. I was like, there's no way it could be Creed.
All right, let's chat with Jacob from Puyallup. Jacob, what is your favorite band from the 90s?
I'd have to say Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
Great choice.
It will not be Pearl Jam, but I think you might be able to figure this one out. And Danny, I think you might like this one as well.
All right.
Start with the drums. I'll give you a little bass.
Oh,
think I know it. I hope so. All right, Jacob, I'll give you some guitar. Jacob, any guesses?
Green Day.
Okay, I was just...
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Good stuff.
What did you think, Steve? Did our Rockaholics rise to the occasion?
No, they failed miserably today. They failed miserably.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.